This week on Inside the Pocket, we're talking NFL Week 6 recaps. We're going to be talking about what we did this week. We got some wow stories of the week, an amazing conspiracy theory, some shower thoughts, and what we would do if we were president. As always, followed by a beer review. Let's go!
Inside the Pocket, it is Austin here. As always, with me is Gavin.
What's up, guys?
We have a lot to talk about today, but I'm going to be real upset during this whole podcast, just so you guys know. I kind of want to die, so be ready for the really negative things you're going to be hearing from me today.
Sports teams have not been doing very well.
No, whatsoever. They're just really disappointing. They're unthrobbing. I'm just so angry. I just don't want to be here anymore. Don't judge me on the words that I make up to use. I'm just sad.
All right. Well, you know what else it hasn't been a good week for? Cars.
Yeah, it's been a real bad week for cars. I'll go ahead and lead off with what I went ahead and did, because I'm fucking retarded, I guess, and me and Curbs aren't friends anymore. I went out to Dave & Buster's, had a drink or two, and then we went and we ate at a Chinese restaurant. And when we were leaving, I was on my GPS and it told me to make a left. Well, it was dark out. I go to make a left and there just happens to be a concrete curb in the center of the road
that separates the four.
I just drove right over that motherfucker full forced.
Yep.
Felt my car pulling to the right and I blew two goddamn tires over that curb. I was real upset. Like,
curbs and Mustangs are mortal enemies.
Yeah, we're not a fan of each other at all.
It kind of reminded me of that Office episode where Michael's following the GPS and it tells him to turn left and he's literally just driving into a lake. And he's like, You can't, there's not a road here. He's like, the GPS told me to go this way.
Yeah, it did. It told me to make a left, but I think it was...
Technology has failed you.
Yeah, I think my phone was trying to kill me. I think GPS was like, we're tired of you.
Your phone's been listening to you talk about killing yourself so much that it's like, you know what? We're just going to help this guy out.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and start pointing him in the right direction.
Yeah, and then I take my Jeep in to get checked out. And they're like, oh, yeah, you got this random other bullshit wrong with it. So then I'm like, well, motherfucker, call my dealer where I should have a warranty. But they're like, oh, no, of course, that's not covered. It's some wearable bullshit that shouldn't even be that worn by now. So then I do some looking, and luckily for me, they're like, yeah, pretty much everybody says that that shit happened. So unless your car's freaking the fuck out, don't worry about it.
Yeah. However, I did go to the Blues game the following night after blowing my tires. I was there for the first one of the season. Pretty good game against the Calgary Flames. And then I took my dog to the dog park, and I found out my dog's really into the game Chicken. Cambria likes to run as fast as she can full force at other dogs that are sprinting at her, and she does not turn away and fully collides with dogs twice her size, just gets trampled.
Just sharing some puppy CTE.
Yeah, she's just real into getting wrecked. I think my dog's submissive. She just wants to get pummeled into the ground repeatedly by other dogs.
What did the other person's dog say?
Well, my dog yelped and then got trampled and then got up and started playing again, and I was dying laughing. And the other owners were like, what the fuck? And I was like, my dog...
if you saw two dogs sprint full force into each other and just eat shit,
and that's what it was like, a 50-yard sprint between the two of them, and they just collided in the center. I mean, I heard the impact. It sounded like football players hitting each other. Like, I heard the... like, when they hit, like, it sounded like bones breaking.
You should have ran over to your dogs and threw a flag.
That would have been good. No, but I was laughing so hard. And the guy's like, was that your dog? And I went, yeah. Like, I tried to catch my breath, and they were all pissed off, and they leashed their dog up and left. I was like, you guys are soft as fuck. My dog's the one who got wrecked. Your dog was fine.
Yeah.
And they ended up leaving.
They probably got soft kids, too.
Probably.
Well, I started playing a little game called Halo again this week. And I don't think I've ever been as bad at something as I am now at Halo. Used to compete, travel, play the game competitively, had a good time, wasn't too bad. Now all of a sudden, I just suck, but I'm starting to get the shot back. And I was flipping through some Twitch streams the other day, and I saw this one guy whose name sounded familiar, and it turns out I actually met him in 2012 at an MLG event, and I messaged him and asked if he remembered my old tag, and he was like, yeah, I remember you and blah, 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 and he started talking, and so now I got some people to play with again. He's been playing ever since, so hopefully they can help bring me back up to speed. When Halo 6 comes out, maybe I'll make a return.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm still on the PUBG grind and thinking about buying Black Ops 4.
Thinking about it. I don't know if I will.
I'm tossing that around.
We'll just have to see. Heard it's pretty good. Even the multiplayer, people are saying it's pretty fun. Other than that, shout out to our buddy Justin Haight, who put me into talks with some local up-and-coming hip-hop artists. We were wanting to go to their show last night, but we had obligations with the bar that we're sponsored with, Barrels, to go up there and watch the game and interact with some of the people up there. And so that's what we ended up having to go do. But I saw some of the live streams that Justin was putting up. They're pretty talented. And we'll be having some of them on the podcast in the near future to do some interviews. So check that shit out when we do it.
Yeah, so if you like rap, we might have some rap guys on here.
And even if you don't, just fucking listen anyway, because we don't care what you think.
Yeah.
Is that about all you had going on this week?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, well, I guess we're going to hop right into some football talk.
I don't want to do it.
It's a rough week for football for Austin. My Falcons finally got a fucking win after just an insane play to end it. The Bucs decide to run a multilateral play. It's bouncing all over the place. They almost just ran it right in to begin with. And then Winston throws it. Mike Evans gets it. He throws it again to the side, right to DeSean Jackson. And it bounces.
A wide open touchdown.
It would have been clear as day. He had just a straight 5-yard run into the end zone. It bounced right through his legs and out of bounds as the time ran out. So the Falcons were able to hold on for that one. But goddamn, their defense, dude, they cannot play defense in the fourth quarter.
No, they cannot. They had that lead. What was their
fuck, at one point it was like 24-6.
Yeah, and it comes down to being a 2-point game. Yeah. I mean, it was really upsetting to see their like defense crumble like that. And it was really upsetting for Tampa Bay to not be able to win that game after coming back for so far. And also, it's got to hurt DeSean Jackson even more, because since Jameis Winston has come back into the game, he has only received one touchdown since Jameis Winston has come back in the game. With Ryan Fitzpatrick, he had 5 and a shit ton more yards.
It's a similar situation that we saw with the Texans with
Will Fuller Deshaun Watson went out last year. Yeah.
So you're going to have a similar situation like that over in Tampa this year. But it kind of works out for the Falcons. They only have 2 wins this year, but they're both against divisional opponents, which is nice.
That is good.
So we got that going for us. Taking it back to last Thursday, Odell threw a huge temper tantrum on the sideline. As somebody who rages when I play video games, I can kind of relate. If you're one of those things like you were talking about, like even when you were in high school, when you're such a good player and your team just sucks so bad, eventually you just lose your shit a little bit.
Yeah, you just don't even want to play anymore.
So I can't blame him for that. I know a lot of people are like freaking out on him because he lost his shit, but everybody loses their shit.
I don't blame people for losing their shit.
Sad.
Yeah, every once in a while, everyone's sad. And they just want to die.
The other thing people are talking about after that is, should Eli retire?
He's coming towards the end of his career. I don't necessarily know if he should retire, but he might want to be like a mentor backup quarterback here.
Yeah, like tell him, I'll stick around. Basically just do like what's his name did for the Colts a couple years ago when Andrew Luck first got hurt. Yeah, just kind of step back from the leading role, stick around. Be there as a mentor, but
if your name gets called up, then you got to come up and show up and play.
So the Giants need to start looking for a quarterback either through the draft. So if you're the Giants at this point, do you throw this year and try to get a quarterback?
Sure. Fuck it. Why not? You have nothing else to do. You got Shaquan Barkley, you got Odell Beckham, and then you got the other receiver, Sterling Sharp. So you're going to have, or Shepard, you have
and you
so
got a
many
decent tight end.
Yeah, and Ingram, or is that right?
Eric Ingram.
Yeah. So you got a good offensive weapons to be there if you can throw your season and just take it easy on your good guys. you could possibly pick up a nice quarterback and have a pretty banging offense next season.
And that's what I wasn't sure either. You know, a possibility with him turning out to be the player he is and having his rookie contract on him. Do you turn around and deal Shaquan for some sort of big pickup on the quarterback position and maybe some other draft picks? Or do you just try to draft your own quarterback?
I say you draft your own quarterback.
Keep that reliable running back. You try to build a team around basically Odell and Shaquan at this point.
Yeah. I think you just find, I mean, like what PMT was talking about, you find a quarterback, sign him, who's mediocre at best. If you got those receivers and that running back on your team, I can't believe Eli's not capitalizing on having those people. Like, he should be leading the league in passing yards, really. Like, even if Shaquan Barkley's not running the ball out of the backfield, he should be getting dumps and dunks from the sideline all game long, but he just doesn't do it. It's upsetting to see the offense of the New York Giants not, like, excel as much as that they should. Because of the names that are on their team, they should be pulling up numbers heavy.
Speaking of pulling up numbers, Terrell Williams and Phillip Rivers were on fire today for the Chargers-Browns game.
Yeah.
Coming out of nowhere. Just two massive drives. He ended up having 151 yards total with two touchdowns. The dude just went off.
Yeah. No, he had the game of his career probably today.
So it was nice. Good for Phillip Rivers, you know? Having a guy that can make some plays for him finally.
Yeah. No, and as much as I don't like the Chargers, it is nice to see Phillip Rivers finally have someone to go to. Just this week. I mean, he's had other people in the past to go to, like consistently, but for him to have this guy show up this week and just blow the doors off of the Browns, that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And it was entertaining to see. And the reason why I'm so sad is because the Colts put up another miserable game, and I have a lot to go in for that. Our wide receiving core is hot garbage.
You guys literally have nobody that can catch a football.
We have nobody who can catch a ball. They just drop it all over the field. I think I saw six of them hit receivers right in their hands and they dropped it. The only person reliable on that offense is T.Y. Hilton, and he's out. And I would say the second person is Eric Ebron, who's leading the team in touchdowns. And he's a pickup that we got just this year. Could you imagine if we didn't have him right now? Could you imagine how hard it would be for us to even score points? We're throwing him the ball as like he's a receiver. He's got the most receptions. He's got the most targets. He's the only guy we can rely on right now to get the ball and actually hold on to the motherfucker. I know we dropped two touchdown passes right in the hands of receivers today against the Jets, and we still lose the goddamn game. It was so upsetting. We had two turnovers in the first half, and we only got field goals out of both of them. When both of the turnovers happened on the other side of the field, where it gave them short field to get a touchdown, and they just could not capitalize. It's so frustrating when the defense finally starts making plays for this offense that can be booming, and the offense just doesn't deliver.
The Colts should just fire every one of their wide receivers and just take the top four receivers in free agency right now.
That's what they should do. That is exactly what they should do. I don't know why they don't. It's that Chester Rogers, fuck that guy. He's fucking awful. Grant, he's fucking nobody. Sure, you're number 11. You came out and you had a decent blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit. You're awful. Get off my team.
That's the thing. The Colts don't even have anybody they can deal right now to get a decent.
Yeah, they have no one to trade. They have nothing. If they get rid of anyone, that's going to destroy their team. Like, every person that they do have, the only reason they do good is because the other good people they have. Yeah. So, like, there's no one that we can compensate. Like, there's no, we'll give you this so we can pull this. It's just not happening. And Indy is a team that likes to raise their own. They like to draft their players and keep them until the end of their career. They don't like to do a lot of trading, or they'll pick up some people in free agency. But it was just a sad, sad game. Hooker finally did have a interception, and he returned it for quite a ways. He had one guy to beat to make it a touchdown, but sadly he got tackled. But it was nice to finally see Hooker pull up that interception. I've been waiting all year for him to get one. He's my favorite player on the defense, and he finally was able to do it. The Colts defense was really good in the first half, and I give them credit, but in the second half, when it came down to the wire, you know the Colts have good second halves of games. They were just not, the defense was not ready to defend the Jets offense, because within the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, the Jets come down and score, and they pretty much lock the game away at that point, because it just let them know that they're going to run all over you. They're going to pass the ball, and they're going to run the ball, and they're going to shove it down your throats, and they're going to score. I don't think the Jets had like a, I don't think they had a punt in the second half. I'm pretty sure they just ran the ball down our throats and scored on every possession they had, either a touchdown or a field goal. We had no chance of ever coming back, because no matter what, when the Jets got the ball, they scored. And then when we did finally get within one possession, we decided to kick an onside kick, which in my mind could have been the worst onside kick in history, because he straight up just booted the ball at 2 miles an hour right to a Jets player, right into his chest. He catches it and goes down. Game's fucking over. And they just kneel it twice, and we walk off the field feeling fucking retarded. So that's why I'm upset, and that's why I want to die.
Fuck football.
I fucking hate football so much. It makes me so goddamn angry.
Another person that probably hates football today, John Gruden.
Yes, after getting blown out. Seattle
rolls over Oakland 27-3 over in London today. And not only that, Amari Cooper and Derek Carr are injured.
Ooh, both of them got hurt. I knew Amari Cooper got hurt. I saw that play happen. He got hit with a
concussion, and they were saying that they hoped Carr's injuries weren't too serious. But John Gruden said, just too much fire today. Too much fire around the quarterback.
Just too much. So you can't stop it.
Yep.
All right, well.
It's like, you know, I wish we had run or pass stoppers like that. But unfortunately, they were on the other team, and they're hard to find.
They're hard to find. They're not easy to come by. It's not like we had one.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, we had one to throw away and we did. It's just
no. Hard we've to been find. Struggling for a few years now trying we've to never, find someone.
I personally have never seen one.
Yeah, I personally have never
John
seen.
John Gruden has never seen a pass rusher in his life.
He actually personally. Has never put a pass rusher on the field in his coaching career. He just doesn't know what they are. They're not even a
myth
player
to him.
He only puts 9 players on the field. He doesn't put two edge just rushers.
Like, those are Bigfoot. They don't exist.
You hear about them a lot, but you never actually see them.
Yeah, I see them on the other teams, but I they're just hard to find.
Yeah. The Bengals coming out, it was actually a pretty good game, and the Bengals made me think they were going to win this game.
I really thought they were going to pull this game out. They really dropped the ball at the end of that. Their defense just collapsed. Steelers were kind of rushing along to make it happen, and then the last play of the game, right to Antonio Brown with an open 10-yard run to the end zone. Probably the best wide receiver in the league. You just let him catch it and run.
It was super anticlimactic.
You
were ready for if a big play would happen, like a one-handed snag or like a fumble or a crazy pass in a catch, but that didn't happen. It was just like the most dink and dunk normal pass. Yeah,
they hiked it. Antonio Brown jumped to the other side of the defensive line and caught it and ran it 10 yards uncontested.
It was just the silliest fucking play ever. However, J.J. Smith-Schuster almost had the coolest touchdown of the year, but it got called short of the goal line on the 1 yard line while he was doing a sliding head catch.
It was like one of the things you would have seen in the movie Step Up.
Yeah.
Or like those dance off movies. And he literally caught it, rolled over the defender, and slid a good 3 yards on his helmet into the end zone, fell over. And they called him down by contact because his head hit at the 1 yard line. But I mean, if you do something that fucking nutty, that should, your helmet isn't even like you. You're technically no part of you is touching the ground.
Yeah, technically no part of you is touching the ground.
That's just a protective piece of equipment. So I think it's kind of bullshit that your head counts as being down.
Yeah, I always saw it as being elbows, knees, feet. That's down. Head.
Hands, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yeah. Keep those things soft. But for him to be called down, I do think is bullshit, because that would have just been the coolest touchdown to have. Yeah, I scored a touchdown on my fucking head, sliding, tore it away from a defender. I wish it would have been a touchdown, not only because it helped me on fantasy, but because that would have been like a catch of his career, like for a touchdown.
Yeah, another person that had an amazing career game today was Albert Wilson over Miami. Dude went ham sandwich. Dude had 6 receptions out of 9 targets for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kind of similar to how Phillip was connecting with that guy over in L.A.
Yeah.
Dude, couple wide receivers today that we've never even heard of just had
massive games.
Just insane.
And that's good to see for the league, because that means there is hope for the Colts. Maybe one of their shitty receivers might have a guy
that all of a sudden learns how to play football. Jumping over to the brand for a little bit, Matt Bryan made a nice 57-yard field goal to kind of help the Falcons secure their game, but as it seems, every player on the Falcon is susceptible to injury, had to be helped off the field after the kick with a possible quadricep injury. And they're hoping it's not serious. I haven't heard anything about it yet, but he did have to be helped off the field into the locker room. But speaking of kickers, Jason Myers for the Jets against your Colts put up 7-for-7 kicking with a 48 fielder for the longest one. And we've seen plenty of kickers miss easy kicks. Going 7-7 is pretty impressive.
No, that's pretty good, especially for like a team like the Jets, to let them know that they do have someone that they can have faith in, because the Jets have been shaky this season with the new quarterback and all, and seeing that they do have a reliable kicker, if they do happen to come down to a game where you got to win by a field goal and you're in overtime, at least they know the dude can hit 7-7. They know he can be consistently putting it into the net, and it's not something they're going to have to worry about later on. Someone I want to rant about a little bit is Christian McCaffrey. I think he is, this is going to be really contradictory of me, but I think he is overrated. However, I think he's underutilized. I think he's overrated in the sense as people look at him and go, he's going to be an amazing player. But I think the team he plays for doesn't allow him to be an amazing player. So I think in fantasy, he's overrated, but he could be a really good player if he played somewhere else. Because having Cam Newton as your quarterback as a running back,
just going to overshadow your abilities.
I would say about 30% of run plays where it's a handoff, Cam Newton's probably going to keep and just run it himself. So you lose 33% of your touches right there off the quarterback. And anything that you do as a running back, if you run the ball like 6 yards, meh, you ran it 6 yards. But if Cam Newton keeps it and runs it 6 yards, holy shit, Cam Newton was able to pull up 6 yards out on a quarterback run. Yeah. I think it really, like you said, it overshadows what Christian McCaffrey is capable of doing. And I wish he could actually get out of Carolina and get somewhere else to be like a more beneficial player. Like somewhere where I think he would actually be really good at is like on the 49ers. If Jimmy Garoppolo was still there and he had someone like Christian McCaffrey in the backfield, I think they would become actually a more run-heavy offense. And I think it would have been a much better fit for who he is, because Jimmy Garoppolo is not a quarterback who's trying to do a bunch of quarterback runs or get options. Him on the Colts. Yeah, you could put him on the Colts. That's another team that could take him. Even though I've given up on the Colts having a running back, I'd actually rather us not have a running back. Every play, shotgun. Because
just throw the fucking ball.
We just can't run.
But you can't catch the ball either.
Yeah, I know. But we have a guy who can throw it. We need to get that's what I'm saying. Fuck running backs. Get rid of all of our running backs. Let's just get receivers. Because we throw the ball 40 to 60 times a game. Let's just get receivers then. Why the fuck do we have a running back?
That or next game, Frank Reich should say, all right, all the corners are playing wide receiver this game, and the wide receivers are playing corner.
Yeah, maybe that'll get the fucking wide receivers' heads out of their asses, put them on the defensive side of the ball.
I got a little bit of breaking news before I go into our final scores.
Oh, breaking news.
TMZ just put out a post. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's split engagement has been called off.
Are you serious?
Big news in the social media pop culture world.
Holy shit. I cannot wait for SNL.
Yeah.
Next week. That actually might be the first time I tuned into SNL in like 9 years.
Yeah, so that's going to be a pretty popular talking subject amongst the internet worlds.
Do you think Pete Davidson's going to kill himself now?
Wow. That would be wild.
Too early?
I don't know. You think that happens, Ariana goes under some pretty big scrutiny?
Yeah.
A lot of people tried blaming Mac Miller's on her, which I don't.
I don't either, but I mean, for the sake of the joke, I said it.
Yeah.
I think Pete Davidson is one of the few people that I could make a joke like that to him, and I think he'd be like, that's kind of funny still. His funny fucking butthole-eyed face.
You want me to?
I have one more football thing I want to get into. The Dolphins win in overtime after a very, very stressful overtime game.
I've never seen somebody so sad during a football game as Kenyon Drake was when he fumbled the ball on the goal line to turn it over to the Bears. Then they march it all the way down the field, and their poor kicker.
Poor kicker. Not a good day for the brand.
Yep. Should have gotten the Jets kicker to come in.
Yeah.
Should have said, can we call a timeout? We're going to call New York real quick. We're going to ship this guy out here. We're going to get him on loan. We want him to come kick this field goal real quick. That can't happen. So they had to have their guy kick it. And
he fucking missed. And it was so funny beforehand. You saw the kicker on the sideline just with his hands on his hips like, God damn it, I do not want to kick this fucking ball. Like, almost as if he knew he was going to miss it before. I mean, it was plays before he went out there. The camera panned in on him.
Yeah, and he just showed had him his warming hands up and he wasn't even kicking it. He was just staring at the game. Yeah.
Just like, oh, this is not what I want to be doing
but
right
now.
But
does Cody Parkey really sound like a guy you want to put your trust in?
Cody Parkey sounds like a guy that I'd buy shit weed from in an alleyway in St. Louis and hopefully not get shot by his friend.
He sounds like a failed Disney star.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, like a child actor who's just like on TMZ now for what you just described.
Yeah, exactly.
Failed drug deals.
But Drake was able to smile at the end of the game because the Dolphins ended up getting the ball back, coming down the field, and kicking a field goal. And the camera then panned in onto Drake, who was crying still with a towel over his head on the ground. And people had to be like, hey, bud, don't worry about it. We won the game.
Yeah, Jason Sanders, the brand's got your back. Dude, I've never seen a more, like, big dick energy kicker after that either. He turned around and was just like, what's up? And his team was picking him up. And Sharon Formey just had that stone cold dead face like, I will fuck every woman in the stadium tonight.
Very rarely do you see a kicker with big
with
dick
that
energy.
Much big dick energy.
He looked like, yeah, this is what I do, motherfucker.
Yeah. Recapping the games that we got so far. Atlanta beats Tampa Bay 34-29. Colts lose to the Jets 42-34. T's and P's for Austin's life. Washington upsets Carolina 23-17. Seattle steamrolls Oakland 27-3. Arizona comes up short against the Vikings 27-17. Chicago, as we just said, big overtime loss 28-31 against Miami. Buffalo, still just being a terrible football team, loses to Houston 20-13. Cleveland, still the Browns, losing to the Chargers 38-14. And Pittsburgh, with Antonio Brown fucking doing it. Antonio Brown things, winning 28-21.
Good recap, Gavin. I give you kudos on how well that was.
Nice.
And with kudos, let's go ahead and talk about some things that went down in the NHL this week.
Mostly just the Blues.
Yeah, pretty much just the Blues.
Because I'm so, I can only focus on one train wreck at a time.
Yeah.
And the Blues take all my hockey energy right now. They finally won a game last Thursday against the Flames.
I was at that game. It was a fun game to be at. It was fantastic. It's actually the first game I was at to witness a Blues hat trick by David Perron. It was awesome. It was a great time. I had a wonderful day there. I had a
always
nice
been a Perron fan. Personally.
Yeah, Perron is nice. I did think it was funny, though, because it was he got the last time he got a hat trick was also against the Flames. So he got a hat trick on his third time being here with the Blues on the third game of the season.
He got three goals in the third game of the season.
On his third term with the Blues.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was like saying that in the stands.
Threes all around.
It was a great game. However, great game that time.
Did not turn
out to be a great game the next one.
Yeah, before we get into that one, though, I was working at the Enterprise Center earlier in the week, and I saw a lot of the things in that game against Calgary that they were doing in drills while I was down there. A lot of the short little passes around the net and moving from side to side and stuff like that, and practicing 3-on-3. And the 3-on-3 last night that we saw was a little more improved, but with 8 seconds left, of course, we shit the fucking bed and the Blackhawks score to win.
Which it should have never got to overtime anyway. The Blues should have kept that one goal lead that they had in the third period until they had the whole net fucking hoopla of running into each other. And
yeah, the first goal was just a good fucking goal, but the penalty was bullshit. They called an interference on Shen right at the net when the guy was already playing the puck, so that's not fucking interference. Then they call another penalty later on that was bullshit, and they score fucking again because we get two of our own players inside the net, and Jake Allen can't even step up, and they just get to take a free shot on the net while we're all butt-fucking each other in the net.
Right.
And then, but of course, 2-0 lead, the most dangerous lead in hockey. The Blues come all the way back and actually take the lead to go up 3-0.
3-2.
3-2, yeah, as the Blackhawks got themselves in a lot of penalty trouble throughout the game.
Yep.
But then, of course, they end up tying it up.
Goes ahead and lasts until overtime. And we did do good. Like, we were playing good overtime hockey.
But another thing that the Blues are struggling with, for one, Tarasenko's got to step the fuck up.
Yes, he does.
Tarasenko, I don't know what he's doing out there.
The other thing we got to have is these people we picked up with O'Reilly and Bozak, they need to do something. I've been to 3 games this year, and I've just been seeing O'Reilly get hit into the penalty box multiple times. Way too many times for a guy of his stature and what he should be doing for our team. I have yet to be impressed by our pickups this year. It's early in the season. We're only a few games in. They have plenty of time to make up for it, but as of right now, O'Reilly and Bozak have done nothing for this team.
Yeah, and O'Reilly, and I understand, you know, we kind of talked about it. It's one of those things that we may have to give it time for this team's potential. We might have to give this team's chemistry time to catch up to its potential.
Yes.
And so you got a lot of young faces, new faces from outside the organization coming together. It's going to take some time to build that repertoire, that chemistry, that flow.
Way to say repertoire. Yeah, you really hit that.
I'm pretty good. But it's one of those things, we do have to be patient and wait for it, but like you said, you'd like to see a little more than we're seeing. You know, I don't really think Pat Maroon should be on that first line with O'Reilly and Tarasenko. I feel like, you know, Schwartz is hurt right now. I'd almost like to see a Schwartz, O'Reilly, Tarasenko, and then a Maroon, Shen, Perron line, to where you have one of those bigger guys on the ice out with the playmakers and stuff like that. Now, I know Maroon and O'Reilly definitely have playmaking ability. They're those ones that get in there. You're just not seeing it. And when you have Maroon and O'Reilly both on the same team, you got them trying to crash the net while your snipers out there not getting the puck because the other two guys are crashing the net. You need somebody like Schwartz out there that can make the plays to Tarasenko and vice versa.
You have
a guy that can crash the net. And then you would also have that on the second line with Shen and Perron playing along.
That's
with
what I'm
Maroon.
Saying. You need to separate Maroon and O'Reilly. You need to get them on separate ones because those are the two people learning the new plays here at the Blues. You need to separate those two and put them on two separate lines. So you have two Blues players who have played together before. And then the other guy who's trying to learn his role.
And although Perron's been away for a little while, it's his third time on the Blues. He obviously knows how things go at this point.
Right.
And, you know, then you look at the third line with Tyler Bozak and that young Kyrou. That dude is fast as fuck.
He's the
one person I'm actually liking what I see from him.
Yeah.
And Perron so far.
Yeah. That Kyrou dude, he's a good with a stick. That kid knows how, he's fast as shit and he is a
maneuverable
kid. His
acceleration is unreal. You'll see him just skating on the ice and it doesn't look like he's even skating any harder. Just all of a sudden he's twice as fast.
Yeah.
It's just insane. We'll see how they do against the Ducks tonight. The Ducks also coming off a loss that they blew their lead on. So both teams are a little demoralized. Jake Allen's getting a rest, and it'll be the debut of our new goalie, Chet Johnson.
Sadly, it's not Chet Ochocinco.
Yeah, I'm just calling him Ochocinco. That's how I will refer to him. Maybe, what if the dude kind of blows up? Maybe we'll make like a Blues Ochocinco shirt.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah. I don't think his number's 85, but he should change it to 85.
Yeah, for sure he should.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got for the Blues right now. And that is going to wrap up our sports for today. And we're going to go ahead and get into some segments, starting with our Wow Story of the Week.
Wow.
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 Wow, what is that?
This right here?
That thing.
This is my vape.
Mm.
This guy here.
Where'd you get that?
I got this at the vapor store.
Mm. The one in Lake St. Louis?
The one in Lake St. Louis. However, there's another one off of Mexico Road in O'Fallon.
Nice. So people could go to either of those locations and tell them that Inside the Pocket sent them, and they're going to get whatever the fuck they want. Mods, tanks, juice, coils, whatever you need for your vape, they're going to have you covered.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have it. And if they don't at that location, there's a second one you can go to that's within 10 minutes away.
And they'll be able to tell you which one has what you need. And they're close enough that it's not even that big of a irritation to have to go to the other one if the one you go to doesn't have it.
Not a hassle.
Or you could even call them before you go, and they'll tell you which one to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're nice like that.
Yeah, they're good guys over there. Yeah, Let them know that Inside the Pocket sent you, and they might cut you a little deal. I'm not certain if they will, but they might.
No promises, but just tell them we told you that.
Yeah, because we want you to let them know that you guys are hearing things from us, and you're going there because that will help us out graciously.
Implications and make them do shit you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kind of things.
So, awesome. What do you got for your wild story of the week?
My wild story of the week this week is about a little girl in New York City. She's in a city that never sleeps, thinking her child is just going to a normal daycare. However, the daughter came home with a little plastic thing with something white inside of it, and the daughter claimed that they were teeth.
Real teeth. So her daughter's just coming home with some people's teeth.
Oh, yeah, just teeth.
That's a little creepy.
So for one, I would be terrified that my daughter's bringing home teeth.
Where the fuck did you get teeth?
However, the mother did not freak out and said, you should put those under your pillow for the tooth fairy. So she did, and the mother then took them.
She's telling her daughter to run a teeth racket.
A teeth racket. Oh, yeah, bud. So the mother then takes the teeth underneath the sleeping girl's pillow, realizes they don't really look like teeth.
Fake teeth.
Then, the next day, the daughter proclaimed that the teeth tasted funny.
She's like, what do you mean
it tasted funny? What do you mean they tasted funny? The little girl could not help herself as she had tried to taste and eat the teeth. She had claimed that she was able to eat one of them. The mother then, being so concerned, took the little teeth over to a hospital or something to see what they were. Turns out, not teeth at all. They were little pouches of crack cocaine
inside of
plastic containers that a little boy at an elementary preschool school was handing out to children.
That kid's parent probably died for losing that.
Probably. Or he's being hunted right now.
Or the parent beat the shit out of their kid for giving away their crack.
So this little 4-year-old girl is now addicted to crack cocaine. She went to the hospital.
One tooth full of crack and she's hooked.
She went to the doctor's.
A tooth will do ya.
Yeah, when you're 4. They took the daughter to the hospital and said that she ingested enough crack cocaine for her body weight to kill her easily. So now you're a mom with a 4-year-old who's addicted to crack from a preschool.
Little crack baby.
And pretty much the mom's just like, I think we should maybe watch our kids better. Like, that's what she had to say. She's like, I don't know. It's just weird that my daughter's bringing home crack.
Yeah,
no fucking shit. But you weren't that freaked out when it was teeth? I would have been freaking out at teeth.
Yeah, some kids just handing out teeth. So it went from, maybe we should make sure kids aren't handing out their parents crack to, okay, where are these kids just getting multitudes of teeth?
No, backwards. They originally thought it was teeth.
Yeah.
It turned out to be crack.
No, that's what I'm saying. And so she's just like, oh, maybe we should watch our kids better so they're not handing out crack. But she wasn't freaking out when kids
were handing out teeth. Yeah, like, no, that's totally cool. That's fine.
Yeah, it's whatever. I don't care if other parents are killing kids. I just don't want my baby to eat crack.
So if you were a parent, Gavin, and your child came home with what they claim to be teeth, what would your first move be?
For one, I feel like I can tell the difference between a tooth.
Oh, also and a remember, piece of it's crack. In a plastic container. The girl brought home plastic containers full of crack. I think it's a drug moving building. I think the kid daycare is a cover. I think it's a drug building.
The teachers are moving it.
Yeah, teachers are moving drugs. That girl just happened to get a thing of the teeth or of the drugs.
And they're trying to get all these little kids addicted to crack.
Yeah.
So they grow up. Starting them off young,
letting them know. No,
if my kids came home with crack or teeth, I'd probably be making some phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be doing the crack, but teeth?
You can't let crack go to waste.
Yeah, no, you can't let it go. I mean, it's worth something. Yeah. You could either sell it or do it yourself.
Sell that shit, boy.
Yeah, I'd be turning that around, making a profit. My daughter's bringing home crack cocaine from her school. Keep it coming, little girl. Let's go ahead and make some money, get you out of that school.
Mm.
That'd be my move. But teeth, if it was actually teeth, I think I'm more concerned about teeth than crack cocaine. I think if somebody brought teeth to me, I'd be a little more concerned than if somebody brought crack cocaine, because people are moving crack cocaine all the time. Nobody's moving teeth.
Yeah, there's an underground tooth market, unless, I mean, back in the day, like Golden Jew teeth or something. But
right.
But nobody nowadays, nobody's just like dealing teeth.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to be dealing. Like I said, like if somebody brought up drugs, I'd be like, no, I understand that. But if somebody was like, you want to buy this crack? Yeah, no, I get that. But if somebody walked up to me and was like, you want to buy some teeth?
Yeah, somebody's like, yo, I got some crack. No, man, that ain't me. You want some teeth? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's police calling.
Now I'm asking questions.
Yeah. I was going to let you walk on with your crack.
Be like, where'd you get those teeth? Be like, I gave a bunch of kids crack. Now I'm taking their teeth.
Yeah, and maybe that's how they got the teeth. I don't know. Weird situation. I think it's the wildest one I've seen in a while. But it is New York City, so.
Well, let me ask you this. We're going to throw it over to Tennessee now.
All right.
A man who police say was on the run. Let me start this over. A man who police say was run over with a lawnmower while trying to kill his son with a chainsaw had to have his legs amputated.
Well, goddamn.
So, talk about a little spat.
This is the Tennessee Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. The Bristol Herald Courier reported that a warrant for 76-year-old Douglas Ferguson couldn't be served until Tuesday because of the severity of his injuries, according to a Sullivan County Sheriff's officer. Officers were called to the home June 28th and found Ferguson bleeding from his legs and head. A preliminary investigation indicated he had tried to attack his son with a chainsaw while he was mowing the lawn. And I guess the son was
just
like,
ran the fuck
just
over.
Run you the fuck over. And then maybe when he got ran over, the chainsaw came back and cut him or something like that.
How do you miss someone with a chainsaw, though? Even on a lawnmower. Like, think of a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, one, I could get out of the way of a lawnmower. And two, if I had a chainsaw in my hands, pretty sure I could hit somebody on a lawnmower fairly easily.
I mean, you don't have to have too much accuracy with a chainsaw.
No, you'd make contact. You're going in.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe this was some... They're in Tennessee. Maybe they threw a Hemi on that bitch and that thing's just...
And just he's the just fastest like, lawnmower yeah, ever.
Flipped it into overdrive.
You think he was a zero turn? So like he was just like making turns on a dime.
Just dicking his dad on
You think he was doing that? Like just dicking his dad out for a little bit before he's like, all right, I guess I gotta run him the fuck
then
over.
Whipped it around and just ran him over. Apparently, the two of them had an ongoing feud. So it was like
to where it got down to multiple lawn care equipment blades. Yeah. That's how long
he's
the
like,
field's
Dad,
been going.
I'm not cutting down the fucking trees. I'm going to mow the lawn. No, I want you to cut down the tree. I'll mow the lawn. Fuck you. I'm mowing the lawn. Jumps on the lawnmower and starts mowing the lawn. The dad's like, that's fucking it. Starts that chainsaw up and goes after the kid. Kid whips that bitch around, mows his dad over.
I guess the kid made the right decision choosing to mow the lawn then.
Apparently he's going to be charged with second degree murder. Or attempted second-degree murder and violating his probation. It's unclear whether he has a lawyer to comment on his behalf. I bet listening to a story like this, these people don't have money for a lawyer.
No, they probably don't. No, they don't have money for a lawyer. I'm surprised they had money for a lawnmower and a chainsaw. That sounds like a luxury to these people.
Yeah, especially looking at him.
Yeah, no, he looks like a big pile of hot garbage.
Yeah, so I can't imagine, like... At what point do fights go from just like, you know, typical, like you and I being siblings have had our fair share of like fights or fuck you matches.
Right.
And then you might even get to the point where it's like, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. But what kind of argument do you have where it's like, I'm going to cut you in half with a chainsaw?
Well, I've never ever thought about cutting someone in half with a chainsaw, so I guess I can't even comprehend the level of arguments that you would have to get into to want to cut someone in half with a chainsaw, because that's not like an easy death. Like, that's not like a, I'm gonna shoot you in the head, or I'm gonna poison
you. Hard to clean up, too.
Like, yeah, you're just fucking shredding.
You're sending DNA all over the place.
I think it's a poor execution.
Yeah, it was a dumb idea, but kudos to the son for being like, fuck you, Dad.
Yeah,
I ain't letting you take me out with a chainsaw.
So did the kid call the police, or did the old man call the police after he was ran
over? I imagine
over?
The kid called the police and was like, yeah, I just mowed over my dad. Okay. It's cool, though, he tried to cut me in half with a chainsaw.
Yeah, I want to know where this goes.
You?
Yeah, what are you doing? First off, all the questions. What are you doing?
Yeah, why did this happen?
Yeah, why did
I
you...
I want to find out, like, what the argument was.
I bet you it was over, like, some Tennessee whiskey.
Or, like, something... Nah, it's gotta be something... Like, sports-related, maybe? It's like,
I'm down.
Dad, the Titans are not good. Don't you talk about the Titans, boy. Go mow the lawn.
Or maybe they were talking about, like, country, who the best country artist was.
Ooh, what if it's a hate crime? What if the son's gay?
Oh.
Tennessee and the Bible Belt. Dad's not going to have it. Takes him out.
Dad's not going to have it at all.
That's a win for gay pride.
There you go, gay people. Fucking running people over with lawnmowers. Go ahead and start riding those lawnmowers at your rallies.
Yeah. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up my wild story of the week. We're going to jump into the next segment, which is what we would do if we were president.
If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president.
So, Gavin, if you happen to be the man who ruled the United States, what would be the move, the situation that you would try to make once you were the president?
I would get all the countries of the world together.
All of them.
Yep, we got to do this together. Get them all together and say, guys.
You know, some of them hate us.
I know, but they're going to like this idea.
Okay.
Say, the whole week and month system is so confusing. Is it 30 days? Is it 31 days? We got one with 28. The whole thing's fucked up. I say we change it to 13 equal 28-day months.
Okay.
So you get an extra month, and everyone is 28 days. And the thing that also makes it easier is that makes every day in that month the same day of the week, no matter what. So if you say the 13th is always going to be on a Friday, which will work great for me because my birthday is on the 13th. But at the end of the year, there will be one extra day left over.
Hey, the 7th lands on a Saturday.
Let's go. You're down for this.
I'm down for it.
You're down for this idea. Okay. If your birthday is on the 2nd, 9th, 16th, or 23rd, you're out of luck because your birthday's on Monday and that sucks.
Yeah, no, you should just die.
But at the end of every year, there's one day left over, and just that day is called New Year's Day. It's not a weekday. It's not a weekend. It's just a magical free day. And you just call that New Year's Day. It's a vacation day. And then every leap year, you get two of those days.
Okay.
So it's just every year on, you know, January 1st or whatever it is, you know, you could have January through December, and then you add another month. What do you name that extra month? What would be for 13?
For the 13th month, you could name it...
Unlucky Vember.
No.
Lucktember?
J.
This...
Jistober.
Jistober?
Jistober.
Why do you call it that?
I chose Jess for Jason, since all of his movies are Friday the 13th, and the 13th being the 13th month. So Jistober, because it's also going to be at the back end of the year.
I'm going to call it Newtober.
Ooh, Newtober. That's a good one.
December, Newtober.
But that's so close to I guess it's not November, Newtober. They're different.
Yeah, there's October, then November, then December, then Newtober. It's kind of adds all of those last ones up into the new one. So in October, and then you have New Year's Day, which is its own magical day. And then every leap year, like I said, you get double vacation days. The rest of it's pretty easy. I mean, like I said, if somebody's like, hey, I'll meet you on the 19th, you know that it's going to be on a Thursday because
every month it's the same.
Every month the 19th is going to be on Thursday. So then it doesn't matter what month. It doesn't even matter what year. It's always going to be the same no matter what. Calculating things is easy. Planning things are going to be easy. Paychecks are going to be more predictable. Just all around easier system.
I agree.
I think we should do this.
I do think we should do this. I think we need to make a movement on this. This is actually a really good idea. Now that I'm looking at this chart that you have like printed up here.
Yeah. I did some research into it.
No, I'm actually really
into it. I
heard
somebody talking about it, and I thought it was a great idea, and that's what I would do. 13 equal-sized months with one magic New Year's Day every year, and on leap years, you get two of them.
Man, you do a lot of work as a president.
Yeah. Changing the world. How would you change the world if you were president?
Well, I would do absolutely no work at all, and I would just kill myself.
Oh.
Because, one, I would go down in history. I'd be the first president to just kill myself. Second of all, I made it to my peak.
You wouldn't have to worry about the Colts games anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about the Colts games. I wouldn't have to worry about anything like that. It wouldn't matter because I'd be fucking gone. That's the other thing. I'd be gone. I'd be done. It'd be over.
No more of this.
There's the second thing. Done. Life's done. Third thing, I made it to my peak. I'm on top of the mountain. I'm president of the United States.
Let's just ride off into the sunset.
Let's just wrap it up. Let's just call her quits right here, right now.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, here for a good time. Made it. Done. Good time's over. Now I have to work. Fuck that. Let's just end it.
Yeah. One of those things, it's like, you made it to the top. Where do you go from here? The ground.
The ground. 6 feet under. That's where you go. You go to 5,000 feet above sea level to 6 feet under the ground.
We got to the top. I don't need to see the downward spiral.
No. I just want it to be done.
Yep. So that's what we would do if we were president. We're going to now jump into some conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
All right, Austin, in this world of the unknown, the things that aren't as they seem, when we really start to peel the layers back and find the truth, what's your conspiracy theory this week?
Shakespeare wasn't real. Shakespeare was a cover name.
Oh.
He had a ghostwriter. He was the front man. Shakespeare never wrote anything.
He was
anything.
Just the face.
Yeah, he was
kinda
the face.
Kind of like how musical artists perform the song, but there's a whole team of writers behind them.
I believe somebody else was writing Shakespeare's stuff, and Shakespeare is coming out. He was the guy who could actually perform and get other people to listen, while somebody else who was too nervous or like not as intelligent as he was, but a really good writer.
Yeah.
And Shakespeare was just the delivery man.
Yeah.
I believe that Shakespeare used this man. And eventually, probably killed this dude.
And just took all the credit.
That's why some of his stuff, I guarantee, like Hamlet or one of his writings, are based off of him actually killing the guy. Out of like one of them are a true story of him talking about,
And what if it was maybe not even that? The guy wrote this and he kind of wanted to stand out a little bit, but he was like, I'm a little better at this. You just keep writing. I'll do the face stuff. We got a good thing going. Don't worry about it. And then finally, have you seen the movie Coco by Disney?
I have not.
So in it, it's about, they think there's this one guy and he was the greatest musician of all time. And you find out later that, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie and you want to see it, stop listening now till later on.
Good time code.
Yeah. Just jump ahead till you hear us talking about some shower thoughts.
Yeah.
So in it, the guy, the kid that goes to the underworld or whatever, thinks that this greatest musician ever was his grandpa. So he's trying to find him. Well, he finds out later that it's not his grandpa, but the dude that's been helping him find this guy the whole time is his grandpa. And he wrote all the songs for this guy, but got homesick and wanted to go back to his family. So, and he was going to take all his songs with him. He's like, no, I need your songs. So this guy was famous for singing the songs that his buddy wrote. And his buddy's like, I have to go back to my family. I miss them. And so he's like, well, before you leave, let's toast. And he poisoned his drink. So he died and he took all his songs and then became famous. Well, the family thought that guy just disappeared. And they lost him through history. The lady that was married to him just threw all his shit out and stopped listening to music. Like the moral, like behind it, the kid like loves music, but his family doesn't allow any of them to play music because of what the great, 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 great grandpa did.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he was actually trying to go back to his family, but this guy killed him and took all of it. Maybe that's what Shakespeare did, where another guy was writing all of his shit. Maybe the movie Coco is kind of based on that.
Oh, shit.
Coco is secretly about Shakespeare killing the person that actually wrote all his stories. But the guy was like done writing stories and just wanted to spend time with his family. So Shakespeare killed him and took all the stories.
Yeah. And now that's why we all praise William Shakespeare as being one of the greatest writers of all time. But in all reality,
he's a thief and a murderer. And you should not condone him. And hashtag boycott Shakespeare.
Hashtag boycott Shakespeare.
So that's going to be the title of this episode.
Yes, it is. Now, with that wild situation we just came up with on the spot, Gavin, I got to know, what kind of conspiracy theory do you have brewing up in your noggin?
Okay, here's mine. Alien needs dead humans for fuel. follow me on this.
Okay, so we're like a fossil fuel.
Right now, I believe that the sixth great extinction will come from burning the fossil fuels from the fifth greatest extinction. And I feel like aliens are playing a part of it.
So
like the dinosaurs died and that's what gave us fossil fuels. And by us burning them, we're destroying the earth and it's going to kill us all. So the sixth biggest extinction when the humans die is going to be caused from the aftermath of the fifth greatest extinction. Just like World War II started because of the aftermath of World War I.
Oh, so you're saying because the world ended when the dinosaurs died.
And now we're burning their fossils. That
fuel. That's going to be the end of us.
And then somebody will use us as fuel.
Holy shit.
So the reason I think this is aliens. What if an alien race came to Earth during prehistoric times and found cavemen? Maybe they came to Earth a bunch of times and interacted with the dinosaurs and shit like that. Then they found man and analyzed us and realized that they could use us as fuel. But there weren't enough of us. So aliens destroyed the dinosaurs knowing that we would be able to use them as fuel on Earth because it's primitive. They fatten us up for the slaughter. They destroy the dinosaurs. They teach the ancient people all the technology like the pyramids and all the stuff that we feel like aliens have helped us out with over the years.
Yeah.
And build us. But teach us that we can use these fossils as energy. So then slowly
we're deteriorate
our own planet till we die. And eventually Earth will just be a giant gas station for alien usage.
Holy shit. That's a good idea. However, it'll take millions of years for them
They're in it for the long run. You got to think how advanced these aliens are. A million years to them might be nothing.
Might be nothing. And with how light years work, I don't even know how fucking light years work.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they can travel light years, which is insane amounts of time and nothing.
Yeah, they might already to them, be doing it.
Yeah, they might even be, like, interdimensional, where it's like, oh, million years here is like a year over here, so we can wait that long while we let that develop, and then we'll come back, take it, send it back across. GG, no re.
Damn. So, really, we're all just living here to become a fuel for someone else.
Yep, kind of like, Oh, what's the one with the witch fattening up the two kids? Hansel and Gretel?
Yes.
Yep, they're just fattening us up for the slaughter. They teach us how to do all this shit and eventually fuck the planet up to where, boom, we get our fuel source.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. So once we're all dead and nothing but garbage, we're fucking golden fuel for the aliens above. Alien
conception.
Man.
Things that make you think.
Huh. Well, fuck them.
Yeah,
I don't want to be just aliens. Being inserted into a gas tank of a spaceship.
But I'm still going to fill my gas tank tomorrow.
Yeah.
Got to get to work.
I need those dino bones.
Yep.
It is kind of cool that our cars run on the corpses of dinosaurs.
Yeah. Which, you know, all the people listening, if you guys like bought t-shirts and stuff and donated money to where we made enough money to just do this podcast for you, there'd be two less people using fossil fuels because we wouldn't have to drive to work. And that would be you doing your part to save the planet.
Yeah. Essentially, you'd be going green by listening to us
and giving us money.
Yeah.
You give us green, you go green.
Yeah.
And you save the world.
Good
and
job.
We'll all be good captain, on you. And we'll all be Captain Planet.
Yeah.
So,
together we're one.
Congratulations. We appreciate your hospitality and
buy patronage.
Buy our shit. All right. I'm going to jump into our newest and one of my favorite segments that we do now.
I do like this
and
one.
And that's our shower thoughts. Shower thoughts. Yeah. All right. So this segment, we got some things off of Reddit to talk about under the subreddit shower thoughts. It's just random shit that you think about when you're in the shower or just whenever. First one I got here is a deaf person with one arm also has a speech impediment.
Oh, that's so awful. I didn't think about it.
Because they can't sign certain things. Can you imagine another deaf person?
I literally was about to say, how does he have a speech impediment that I... he had to do sign language. Oh, fuck.
And so the person's like doing shit with one hand. Can you imagine like a bunch of deaf people signing to each other, making fun of the deaf kid with one hand because he talks funny?
Oh, my God. Do you think they do that? Do you think deaf people make fun of other deaf people? Oh,
I think they have to make fun of a lot of people because they can just sign it to each other and I don't know what they're doing. I just shoot them.
Their stupid fucking fingers.
Yeah, exactly. I just shoot them because I think they're throwing up gang signs.
Yeah. That's awful.
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Uppercase B's are just pregnant uppercase P's.
Mm.
P's getting the D's and becoming B's.
Why aren't B's called PP's?
Pregnant P's?
Yeah.
I want to make like an alphabet where basically the letters are just the description of what you think about when you look at that letter. And then that's what you call them.
Yeah. I'm okay. I think we should make that.
Like instead of like A, B, C, D, F, G, you go like...
Tower with line in it.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Pregnant P. A sideways circle cut.
Yeah. A broken circle. D. A flat circle. F.
Well, you skipped E.
E would be F with a base, and then F would be E without a base.
Yeah, something stupid like that. No, that's a good idea.
All right. Knuckles are just knees for our fingers.
I've actually seen this before, and
I bet everybody that listens to this looks at their finger and knee and are like, oh, yeah.
Wow, that's real. No, I've heard before that somebody got really, it was a comedian, I can't think who it was, and he said, have you ever gotten so high that you look at your hand and realize your arm just turns into five little arms? Because he's right. Yeah, I mean, that's what it like, is. Oh,
it just splits off.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if each one of your fingers had also five little fingers attached to them that you could do like you know, when you're trying to like splinter out or something? Imagine if each of your fingers had just tiny or little
like
fingers.
If you're reaching in a Pringles can trying to get that last chip and they like get a grip on it and pull it up for you. That'd be really helpful,
actually. But then like you would do your regular curls, but then when you're done, they made tiny little weights so you could exercise your fingertips too because they had tiny little fingers on them.
Huh.
Yeah. Gloves would be really complicated.
They would just be stupid.
You know what would be bad, though? Because they'd be so tiny at that point. Can you imagine, like, oh, I broke my whole tiny little hand. Like, I broke my tiny hand.
Yeah, could you imagine jerking off with that many fingers? You could, like... You like would tickle you could, it as you're jerking. You could do the jerk off normal with your hand, but then have your other little fingers, like...
Just tickling it.
Yeah. Like, tickling.
Can you imagine wide receivers, like...
Catching it with their little hands?
Yeah,
a one-handed little hand with one finger.
Like, oh my God, your guys were born and like one of their little hands was just as big as their regular hand. It was like a disease. You just had two giant hands on one hand.
Ugh.
Be wild.
That would be wild.
All right, so some believe that life begins at conception, but when a baby's born prematurely, they're considered older than a baby that was conceived at the same time but born later on.
Okay, go ahead and try and break that down again.
All right, so say like on October 1st...
is the due date.
Two sets of people had sex and got pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the conception. They feel like life begins there.
Okay.
One set has the baby 2 months early.
Okay.
The other one has it on time.
Right.
That first baby is now 2 months older than the other baby, but they were both conceived at the same time.
So life at conception's a lie. It's life at birth.
Because you go by the birth date, not the conception date.
Oh. That is kind of weird that they don't call that, like, you don't, like, my birthday's not the day I was conceived.
Yeah, like, when you're born, you should be 9 months old.
Yeah.
And so 3 months after you're born, you should have a birthday. Because you as a fucking existing thing is a year old now.
Yeah. Ah.
Life is a lie.
Life is a lie. Everything you know and love is all a lie.
We all just have 3 minutes to live. Every one of us. We only have a lifespan of 3 minutes. But every time we take a breath, we reset that clock.
Hmm. Huh. So, I guess that's true. I wouldn't say that means your lifespan, though. I think that would mean, I mean, you're getting rid of the thing that makes you alive.
Your potential lifespan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if all of us just stopped breathing, we'd only live for 3 minutes. But every time you breathe, you're resetting that little clock.
Huh.
Like if you if you just want to die, just don't breathe for 3 minutes. You won't be alive. But you breathe.
It's actually not true. You actually can't kill yourself by holding your breath.
I know, but then you get somebody else to just plug that shit. Is it really murder if you hold your breath and die and somebody then puts a pillow over your dead body so you can't breathe yourself into resuscitation?
Yeah.
Really? Yes. You're already a dead body.
No. You weren't dead. You'll just passed out. No, you won't. If you hold your breath, you'll just pass out and start breathing.
Yeah, but there's people that have died doing it.
No, I don't think so. By holding their own breath?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you can. Because you can cause brain damage that way.
You will. If you hold your breath long enough for you to pass out, your body immediately starts breathing.
I bet if you Googled, has anybody held their breath and died, you would find multiple cases where it's actually happened. I bet you'd find people doing
it underwater, and then they drowned.
Even normal. Because I remember when I was younger, there was actually, like, we actually had teachers have to come in and tell us, because, like, back in the day, kids would have breath-holding contests, and they'd be like, you guys need to stop that, kids are dying. And maybe they lied because we were dumb kids. Yeah,
they were probably fucking lying.
It can actually fuck you up.
You can't die from holding your own breath. You will pass out, and you will start breathing when you pass out.
And maybe it can make you retarded.
Maybe, but you won't die.
Basically, you're dead then.
It's awful, but yeah.
The next one I have on here is, whenever we use our hand signals to say hello or goodbye, we are always playing a game of rock, paper, scissors that ends in a draw. So if you wave, you both throw paper. If you say peace, throw in scissors. If you hit the Nux, you hit the Nux.
No shit. I never even thought about that. Do you think that's how rock, paper, scissors got made?
Maybe.
Like those were like always their ways of
goodbye.
Yeah, that was always their ways of saying hello and goodbye. And somebody was like, oh, that kind of looks like paper. And these are like scissors and these are rocks. We should make this a game.
Hmm. You know, you can actually get scholarships for rock, paper, scissors.
I did know that. I actually
watched. There's like world rock, paper, scissors. Professional rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, there was a thing
players.
On the other day on TV. I was on, I don't even remember what I was on. I had some football game on, and like 3 days later, I still had that channel on because I had never watched TV. I just left it on. And when I came home from work, there were people. It was like the World Series of Rock, Paper, Scissors was on TV, and they were playing rock,
the
paper,
RPS
scissors.
RPS World Series.
Yeah.
Wild.
Huh. What a bunch of fucking losers.
Can you imagine being little and it's just like, I want to be the greatest rock, paper, scissors player of all time.
I want to have a 33% chance to win always and be always. The best at it.
I want to be the best at winning a 33% chance of winning. Hmm. What if there's just a psychic person and they're just like, yeah, I'm really good. That's cheating.
That is kind of cheating.
Huh. That's all we got for shower thoughts. Do you have any?
No, but I kind of want to shit on my hand and go to a palm reader and ask her, what does this mean? I want to know what she says.
What if she just shits on her hand?
Also, what do you do if you go to a psychic and then she gets up and runs away from you? Like, if you went to see a psychic and they do it and she like gets up and
tell
just
me my
runs
future
away.
And she leaves and runs away. I guess assume you're going to be the next Hitler or something. Yeah. She's like, oh, fuck, I'm out of here.
That's my, I wonder what does that make you think?
That you're either going to be a bad person.
Or do you think you were supposed to kill her? And that's why she ran away.
She's like, yeah, maybe she's a really bad person. And you're like, oh, this is the guy that's going to save the world. I got to get away.
Yeah. Huh. These are just things I thought of that I'm throwing in at the end here.
That's fine. We can do whatever we want. It's our podcast.
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck these people.
Throw up anything we really
want. I'm just kidding. I love you. Listen to our shit. Buy our shit.
Buy our stuff. Listen to our stuff. All that fun stuff.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up and hit you guys with a beer review.
I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
As always, our beer reviews are brought to you by Barrel's Tap House and Grill in O'Fallon, Missouri. They're at the corner of Highway K and Highway N. They got some awesome new people moving in next to them, so some new things you can check out if you're into dance studios and shit like that. They got all kinds of stuff there now. But just go ahead and go inside Barrel's, tell them the guys from Inside the Pocket sent you. They got 109 beers on tap, amazing food. All the people there are awesome. You can catch all the football games Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays, as well as all the Blues games, any type of game you want. You just go in there, let them know that we sent you, and they're going to treat you really nice. Austin, what beer are we reviewing this week?
We are doing the Goose Old Man Grumpy Pale Ale, brewed with tropical and pine flavors, dried hops with Hulin Melon and Messiah hops.
Nice.
I don't know what the fuck Hulin Melon or Messiah hops are.
Mosaic.
Sure, but what I can tell you is this beer is not good.
Nope. Tastes like an old man.
Yeah, it literally tastes just like... If you could embody a grumpy old man into a drink, this is what it is, and it's one I will never buy again.
It tastes like a beer that would have been good 80 years ago,
yeah,
but it's gone bad, and so they're like, let's take some of our
summer ale that was all fucking gross.
Old, and they're like, let's just call it old man, and then that'll be like the flavor.
Yeah.
But it's really just old-ass beer.
Yeah, it's just old beer. That's what it tastes like. The can, interesting. I mean, it's a bright orange can. It has the goose on it, as always. And on the side of the can, it has the old man grumpy, like, spelt out to actually look like a face on the side of the can.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cool can, and I give them that because I do... That's normally what gets my attention to grab beers, is what the cans look like or what they're coming in. But the taste is always what we are here to review. And it's just not that good of a beer. It is a 5.8% alcohol per volume in these 12-ounce cans. So it's a little bit on the higher end for a beer on the alcohol percentage. But it's just not good. They got 4 stars on the can itself on the front. But I'm going to go ahead and give this 2 stars. And I'm going to go ahead and give the beer a 2.8.
Yeah, it's not a beer that I can finish it. It's not so bad that I couldn't finish it, which we have had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Goose Island's actually a pretty common brand.
That's
a lot
why
of people
so
like
upset.
Yeah,
That's
a lot of people like Goose Island,
it.
Which is a little weird. And I've had some of their other just normal beers and they're not that bad. I really feel like it just has that old taste to it. I feel like if you're somebody that maybe likes Stag or like just some strong, mustier beers, you might like this. But for me, it's a big no. I'm gonna have to hit it with a 2.5.
Wow, you're even lower than me.
Yeah, don't like it. Yep. So
2.8, 2.5.
Average score,
2.6.
Yeah, something like that. We're not going to math. We're just ready to go drink some good beer, have ourselves a day. Hope you guys enjoy your Monday or whatever day you happen to be listening to this. Be sure and check out our website, InsideThePocketPodcast.com. We're putting blogs up there. If you're into hockey or whatever the fuck, we're just trying to put some stuff up there.
It's getting to winter time, so go ahead and pick yourself up some Inside the Pocket hoodies or a nice Yeet hoodie. That would make me feel special because we all know that's my classic sign-off. So yeah. I'd love for you guys to go ahead and pick up one of those hoodies.
Yeah, we also got a Mahomes shirt up there if you happen to be a Kansas City Chiefs fan. We're going to get some other ones. We got a good idea for the Bears. Anytime we just have a good idea for a team, we're going to throw it up there. And we also got the stuff that we do here on the podcast. So be sure and check that out. Go to our iTunes. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast, leave a comment and rate it 5 stars, share it with your friends. Even if you're not going to have your friends listen to it, be like, hey man, sub to this podcast on your phone and give it 5 stars. Just do it.
Yeah, just to be a friendly, you know, you like friendly people. You like someone who holds the door open for you. This is holding the door open for us. Go ahead and go there. Just click on it, like it, give it a nice 5 stars.
And go on with your day.
And yeah, that's all you got to do. That's all we're asking.
All right, talk to you guys next week.
Yeet!
Inside the pocket of a clown. Is a sad place to hang around. Just watching smiles turn into frowns.